सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. I am back home again. I'm not in Berlin anymore. Things are interesting around here. You know, I want to share with you about bringing our baggage into, you know, our past baggage into our present relationships or interactions. And, you know, I think we're all guilty of it, and some are more willing to admit it and see it and try and change it than others. Others don't see it at all, and it becomes very frustrating. You know, nobody's perfect. I'm definitely far from it. And I truly believe that I am a work in progress. I make mistakes. I do things unbeknownst to myself. I do things maybe to hurt other people in some way, which I would never do on purpose, unless I'm extremely angry. But, you know, it's been a very interesting week. I've had a lot of self-reflecting to do, and I'm really, really, really grateful and super, super happy that I'm in a space in my life that even if I do make some mistakes, I can definitely forgive myself for those mistakes, apologize for my mistakes, and move on. Not everybody is willing to do that, and that's okay. But I have the opportunity to have people who support me. I'm in a place in my life where I have solid support. And that's not, I do not want to ever take that for granted. That's not always been the case, or at least that's how I see it with my conditioning. I see it sometimes as I'm alone and no one's behind me and everyone hates me. I can go there too. I'm really learning to figure out and to really kind of, even if I mess up for a minute or for 2 minutes, I can get so quickly back to a place in my mind or my heart, my reflections and my emotions, to a place of honest self-appraisal. And that's a huge gift. And not only can I do that with myself, I invite others to do that with me, people who have that experience. I'm very fortunate to have a really great therapist. I'm fortunate enough to have people in the bhakti world who are extremely experienced in similar situations, really listening and trying to help to the best of their ability. And I try to do that for everyone else as well. Some people don't see that, and some people do see that, and some people like me and some people don't like me. And I have to be okay with that. You know, when I see my part in things, it's usually because I haven't set boundaries or I haven't been 100% clear. When I come into a situation where perhaps somebody, you know, sometimes as a people pleaser, raise your hand if you're a people pleaser. I'm a people pleaser. I'm raising my hand right now. But as a people pleaser, I find it very hard to set boundaries. I find it very hard to set the scene. I find it very hard to take ownership and I don't like the word control, but to take responsibility, let's put it that way. And also learning to speak up, learning to say, okay, this is what I want and this is how I want it. And to be very clear about what my intentions are. And I've noticed that I've gotten myself into a lot of trouble because I haven't been able to express my intentions in any given situation clearly before the fact that if I do, you might not love me, you might not like me. And so I let things slide. I let them get gray because I don't want to cause waves. And then at some point what happens is, for me at least, is that I let people go over my boundaries and over my boundaries and over my boundaries and over my boundaries. And then I blow up. And then I get angry. And really it's just my own fault. You know, I once heard, when I first heard the expression, I don't know where this expression comes from, but the most compassionate people have the strongest boundaries. I have no idea where that quote is from, but when I first heard that, I was like, what? That's weird. Why? How does that make sense? And for me, it really does make sense because when we are, first of all, when we create boundaries for ourselves that feel good to us and feel good for others and are not mean or not stompy or not rude, we have then time that when we want to be compassionate with others and we want to give them our time, we're doing it freely without resentment, without, oh, here we go again, without any of that. We freely give. We give of ourselves, and this is healthy, and those are healthy boundaries. I am on that journey right now. It is an incredible journey, and it is, as usual, a brutal fight between myself and myself and myself, manifesting in others as well, and it gets bloody and very hard. So, yes, I find myself here again. It's okay, but it is really okay. I always said, and I'm really hoping at some point in my life that change comes as more like this, like seeing the sun on the horizon and wanting to, you know, enter the beautiful horizon of the sun. You know, and that's why we change, because we see the beauty, yeah? And at the moment, I just change because I'm too close to the sun and my butt is burning off. And I'm just like, I change because of the pain. And I'm really hoping and working, not only hoping, but I'm really working towards being in that frame of mind. Don't let, you know, not as much letting it get to the point of stuffing and stuffing and stuffing and, you know, not having healthy boundaries. And then, you know, it's not good for me. It's not good for anyone else. But, you know, often we, like I said at the beginning, you know, we come into situations with our own baggage. And there are going to be people that are going to trigger the hell out of us. People who we trigger the hell out of them. They trigger the hell out of us. And that is a very explosive dynamic if we haven't worked on our issues. And I, for one, am very willing to work on my issues because they're so freaking painful. It's like, you want to work on that? I'm like, yeah. You know, it's like walking around with a broken arm. And the doctor says, you know, hey, you can have a cast if you want. I can fix that. And it's, that's how I feel about it. You know, where are we going? You know, for me, I don't know where, you know, my home, you know, growing up, I didn't learn these things. I had no idea what that was. It was like, for me, it was just, I did something that was wrong. I, you know, was punished, locked in my room, hit, beaten, whatever it was. All of those things. There was never room for healthy conversation with healthy boundaries. I never learned what that was. And I had to reparent myself through a 12-step program and learn to love myself through bhakti and through all the things that I'm learning through bhakti. And I'm still a work in progress. And I encourage anyone who knows what I'm saying now, perhaps can relate. I encourage every single one of you. I don't care what it is. If it's a 12-step program, if it's a traditional 12-step program, it's the Bhakti Recovery Group program, if it's a therapist, if it's the hero's journey, I don't even know what that really is. I've just heard it before. So whatever it is, if that's even something to do that, if that's going to help you forwards, if that's going to help you in your journey of good, healthy, strong boundaries, love of self, a program, something tangible, something beautiful, something bringing you to a higher place. Even if you mess up by forgiving yourself, now that is success. It's really late here. I've just finished writing a whole bunch of recovery stuff, which I'm really happy about and excited about. I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank you all for anyone who's listening to this. You reach out to me if you need any kind of talk, support, or help. I'm here. And if I can help you, I will definitely put you in a direction with someone who can. Please come to the Bhakti Recovery Group anytime. You can go to the website. That's www.bhaktirecoverygroup.com. That's available to you. If not, go to Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families. Codependents Anonymous. There are so many programs. Overeaters Anonymous, Emotions Anonymous. So many programs out there for us. Therapy, all kinds of stuff. I got a great therapist. If anyone needs a great therapist, she's wonderful. Just ask. That's what we're here for. A work in progress. Stumbling down the road together. Anyway, love you all. And see you soon. Hi, Bo.
Thanks for listening. I hope you like the Monday Shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.